This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices, Jeff Mangan, will be retiring before his term ends, stepping down just before Election Day this November. Jeff Mangan said that his early departure from the role would come shortly before his six-year term is set to expire in 2023. The Commissioner of Political Practices is a nonpartisan appointed position that oversees an office responsible for enforcing Montana's campaign, ethics, and lobbying laws. The office assists political candidates and lobbyists with compliance issues and investigates and enforces infractions of those laws. Commissioners serve only one term. Mangan had previously been a Democratic lawmaker from Great Falls from 1999 through 2006 when he was nominated to be the state's top political cop in May 2017. He was selected along with one other candidate by a bipartisan panel of lawmakers to be forwarded to then-Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat who appointed Mangan from the shortlist. Past commissioners have at times come under fire for bringing a perceived partisan bias to their work investigating political complaints. Republican lawmakers have for years brought legislation seeking to disband the office or to reduce the power the commissioners wield. Mangan's predecessor, Jonathan Modell, was another Bullock appointee and was frequently attacked by Republicans who felt he pursued claims against GOP politicians more vigorously than those against Democrats. Modell's aggressive prosecution of former Representative Art Wittich, a Republican from Bozeman who in 2016 was found guilty of accepting illegal campaign contributions, has been strongly criticized by some in the GOP. But Mangan, whose term didn't include any cases as controversial as the high-profile Wittich trial, had earned praise from both sides of the aisle for his approach to the role. Most recently, Mangan began calling attention to harassment of election officials in Montana by activists spreading unfounded allegations of voter fraud. Mangan, addressing a legislative interim committee earlier this year, said, "Election misinformation, disinformation, the stuff that's happening across the state, is harming and putting at risk our election officials, our election judges, our election volunteers, and poll watchers in the coming elections." He has since asked the same committee to draft up legislation that would ensure that the crime of obstructing a public servant also applies to interfering with the work of election officials. With recreational use rising, the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest is advising visitors using the Dry Fork of the Belt Creek Basin to take precautions to avoid contact with dangerous heavy metals. Although the basin is a popular spot for dispersed camping and recreation in the Little Belt Mountains south of Great Falls, it's also a historic mining area. The 6,000-acre Barker-Hughesville Mining District site contains about 46 known abandoned mines strewn with waste rock dumps, tailings, and water-seeping mine openings, according to the EPA. The abandoned mines have contaminated soil, sediment, groundwater, and surface water with arsenic and metals such as copper, zinc, cadmium, and lead. The Forest Service warns that heavy metals may be present in the water, along shorelines, and within the floodplain. Belt Creek White Sulphur Springs District Ranger Helen Smith said, "Lead is one of the many heavy metals that is present in this recreational corridor. We now have brochures available at our local district office in Neihardt to help folks recreate safely in the area, and we'll be installing educational kiosks in the area next spring." Lead exposure can adversely affect nearly every system in the body and often occurs with no obvious symptoms. Health effects from lead and other heavy metals primarily occur through ingestion and inhalation of contaminated soils, so the agency is advising good hygiene practices to limit exposure. Lead exposure can harm the central nervous system, especially in children and pregnant women. Environmental cleanup is ongoing to protect human health and provide ecological restoration in the area. The APA will conduct a study followed by a proposed plan and selection of a final long-term remedy or a record of decision for the upper and middle portions of Galena Creek. The proposed plan and ROD are expected to be issued late this year. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.